MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Checking now with Vuyiswa Klakalang, PwC South Africa Mining Assurance Partner. Vuyiswa, appreciate the early morning time. Your 2024 SA Mine Report came out. It really has been, for our local miners, it's been pretty much all about gold. Otherwise, it's been a largely tough year for local miners.
Yes, it has. We've seen from the results that a lot of our PGM operators have had a significant drop in revenue.
Mm-hmm.
Your coal operators, also miners, have also had a significant drop in revenue. Our industry really is weighed more on the PGM and the coal ones. Gold has done exceptionally. Copper also did very well. But in overall, the industry is going through difficulty.
Copper is certainly the shiny new exciting metal. I mean, it's been driving some M&A activity. We had the BHP Group proposed takeover of Anglo American, rejected by the Anglo American board, and ultimately BHP walked away from it. But copper does seem to be the exciting and driving merger and acquisition activity locally and globally.
Yes, it has. And it really is because of those critical minerals that everyone is talking about. So these are the minerals that are going to assist in the transition to net zero. So copper being one of the key elements there, and with a forecasted shortage in future. So miners are positioning themselves for the demand, and therefore it is a key driver in the M&A.
One thing we have seen, mining is cyclical. Everyone knows that. Miners, listeners, yourself, myself, we get that the cyclical nature of mining. In these tough times, it really is around your balance sheet and kind of safeguarding that balance sheet and making sure it's in good shape. And my sense is that most of our miners have got balance sheets that are relatively decent at this point in the cycle.
Yeah, they really are. So when we look at in 2016, the leverage ratio, so your debt ratio, were around 2, which is quite high. But when we sit now in June 2024, they're sitting at around 0.77. And what that means is that there's not that much debt, which gives them greater flexibility in being able to survive the down cycle. So they're able to go to the lenders with a cleaner, better balance sheet and borrow money. And they're able also not to have a huge interest or debt payments during this difficult period, which gives you more flexibility. So what the miners are doing, they're saying, well, I've got this great balance sheet. Some of them are already looking in at their debt and saying, how can I strategically look at my debt at this moment, so my covenants, so that they're not an issue at the downward cycle.
Mm-hmm.
But what they're also looking at is their income statement, right, and their capital allocation. Income statement, looking at their expenses and seeing how can they reduce those to survive the down cycle. But the balance sheet is definitely key, because that's where you'll be able, that's what you'll use with your lenders to be able to survive this difficult period.
Does this also perhaps give them an opportunity maybe for some opportunistic activity? I mean, obviously it's tough out there. Maybe sort of, I don't know, eyeing each other. They've got balance sheets that are, they're okay, all things considered.
Definitely. So when you've got the stronger balance sheet, what you can do gives you a lot of flexibility, right? So you're able to say, well, if you're seeing opportunities, to be able to take them on. One of the things that's different, I think, with coal miners is that they have difficulty in getting lending. So everything is facilitated through what they can produce or what they have, the cash they have on their balance sheet, because coal is seen as dirty. So for them, even more important for M&A that their balance sheet is good and strong, because they need to support their own M&A activities.
You made the point up the top of the interview around the energy transition, and my sense is, and particularly, I mean, it is the focus on copper that does seem to be the sweet spot for mining. I mean, as you say, coal mining is going to be tough to go to your banker and get more loans if you're in that right space, and that is part of the big attraction, not just for copper but for mining generally, to be positioned in that next major trend, and that trend is going to be the energy transition.
100%. And that's so last week was the Joburg Kindaba.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the discussion was around that. How do I place myself for the future? How do I survive this down cycle for the future? And again, it went back. The miners were saying, balance sheet, balance sheet, balance sheet, balance sheet, balance sheet, which was actually great because our publication focused on that. But the the balance sheet is your key talker, basically, because that's what you'll use to talk to somebody else, to be able to facilitate any transaction, to be able to get borrowing. Your where you are standing at the moment, the strength of what you've got is your opener.
And I mean, if to sum up, I mean, my sense is that yes, the revenues and profits are under pressure. Yes, we're seeing retrenchments and shaft closure, falling stock prices, some restructuring. But our miners, notwithstanding, they're okay positioned. You mentioned the debt's not looking too bad. Certainly, the demand at some point will come back. It's been a tough couple of years, but they are generally weathering it and generally looking okay.
Yes, and the industry is actually quite positive about a whole lot of things. So you can see from the discussions that are being had that they still want to continue, which is great. So they want to weather the storm. A lot of them are still looking and saying, hey, the government must look and be able to provide certainty in terms of policy because they want to explore, they want to do exploration so that they can increase their investments in South Africa. So the talk is positive. The actions seem positive. It's all about fixing the current issues that we have. So things like, for example, Transnet issues of getting for the bulk commodities to be able to get them to the port. Those kind of things that are within South African control, that's important because usually we are price takers in terms of commodity prices. So fixing the things that we can fix that are within our control becomes key. So from our perspective, based on what the industry is saying, based on what government is saying, it seems like everyone wants South Africa to win. So everybody's looking to say, let's survive this, let's get things right so that South Africa as a country, because it's a lot of employment and other communities, everything depends on mining. Let's get our mining sector up again.
Yeah, and I like your point around there's some things that we as a country can manage. Transnet is one of those. We need to get that working. We'll leave it there. That's Vuyiswa Khatlang, PwC South Africa Mining Assurance Partner. Appreciate the early morning. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.